Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Mike Savilla radio program for Saturday, July 6, 2013. On tonight's show, that's right, I'm back. New show, new direction, but the same awesome host. I'll share some things I've been thinking about and doing during my social media break, plus an exclusive preview of next week's blog post, all that and a lot more coming up on episode 308, starting right now. Welcome to the show that is passionate about friends, family, medicine, and social media. This is the Mike Savilla radio program. I am your host, Mike Savilla, the one-man social media machine for 7 years running. I encourage you to check out the new site at drmikesavilla.com. What is this show about? This is commentary about medicine, social media, leadership, life, and a lot more. Today is Saturday, July 6, 2013. It is 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and here at the world headquarters of me. I got to find a new phrase for that. It is 77 degrees Fahrenheit. And how has your week been going there, kids? Happy July 4th holiday weekend for everybody in the United States. Everybody in Canada, you know, you can make up your own holiday. Hey, happy Canada Day. Yeah, sure. Okay, that's all right. Hey, so as we start tonight's show, you know, of course, this show does not happen in a vacuum. And the headline news right now is a plane crash in San Francisco. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the passengers, families, crew, and their families, the first responders, and also the new interns in San Francisco who just started 5 days ago responding to this emergency, and everyone else involved in that situation out there. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. But the topic of tonight's show will be a lighter topic, basically me. And what I've been doing for the past 4 weeks, sorting through my social media options. But I also want to let everybody know that there is no Kat tonight. This is a Saturday night show, but Kat is working tonight and may be listening live right now on her mobile device as she's trying to work. But she wanted to be here, but she couldn't be here because she was working. So hopefully we can bring her back sometime in the near future, when she is not working her real night shift, and be back here for the night shift show. So yeah, thank you all for joining me. I do want to thank Blog Talk Radio for having me be a featured host on this network. Been a social media hobbyist since 2005, and if you're curious, I am a real doctor. I am a family physician in full-time private practice here in beautiful northeastern Ohio, and I'm going to tell you right now that our beverage tonight is sponsored, not really sponsored by, but it's brought to you by the Meardren Winery here, and locally here in Lake Milton, Ohio, meardrenwine.com. So it is a red wine tonight, podcasting. So don't do this, you know, I'm a professional, so you can drink and podcast and still be somewhat understandable. And I also want to give a big shout out to the people in my chat room there. A big shout out to John Boyles out there, who will be having his show tonight right after this one. I believe it will be 11:30 Eastern, 10:30 Central, here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, the One Union 801, the webcast, and a lot of great clinical topics over there. So for you clinical topic junkies out there, they're going to be talking about epinephrine for ventricular tachycardia. Has a great guest with that. It's blogtalkradio.com/1, then Union, then 801. So check them out right after the show here this evening. But after the break here, I will be just kind of sharing what's been going on in my life and in my social media life over the past 4 weeks. And I've been waiting to share this with all of you because everybody have just been so supportive of me. But I will share all of that after the break. You're listening to the newly christened Mike Savella Radio Program, a proud member of the ProMed Network of podcasts. You can get there by going to promednetwork.com. And the awesome commentary will continue right after this.
Yeah, can you feel it, baby?
So today's show brings a new show, brings new bumper music. That's right. This is a better than ever. This is the Mike Savella Radio Program. You can check me out at drmikesavella.com. And thanks, everybody, for joining me here this evening. So before I start my commentary on what's been happening to me, again, at the top here, I just want to say thank you for all the support over the past 4 weeks, all of your emails, your comments, your text messages. All the support over the past 4 weeks. I feel horrible for not having been able to get back to each and every one of you personally. I've been trying to. But just know out there, kids, that I am very, very grateful for all the support that I've received over the past 4 weeks since my social media break. And if you're new to this program, thank you for joining me. This is a great time to kind of pick up the program. And in case you missed it previously, I love when they do that on TV, don't you? Previously on this program, you heard this. And before I make this announcement here, you know, I do want to thank everybody for your support there out there you've given me through the years. And I've been just overwhelmed with the support I receive, whether it's email or direct message, phone calls, all that stuff. That's why this announcement is going to be a little bit more difficult, very difficult to make. So here it goes. So as of Friday, June 7, 2013, I will no longer post anything on social media, including Twitter, Facebook, blog posts, and the suspension of the Family Medicine Rocks website and podcasts indefinitely as I sort out the next step in my social media life. Wah, wah. So I don't want to go into hash that stuff all out again, why I took my break. Just go to drmikesavella.com and you can read multiple blog posts of me talking about it, and the very somber previous episode, that is episode 307. I've got a lot of reactions to that, saying how somber I was, but that kind of is what was happening in my head at that time, and, you know, obviously I was wearing my heart on my sleeve, and so that what was happening there. So I don't want to rehash all of that. But to kind of advance the story and pick up the story where that left off. So after the show, after that show, like the day after, I got on a plane with my wife, and we spent 10 days in the great state of Alaska. And I just put the pictures up on drmikesavilla.com. And if you're in the live chat room right now, I will place the link in the chat room where you can multitask and you can look at the pictures while listening to me blubber on and on and on, in addition to your four screens that you're watching TV and playing your Xbox and all that other kind of stuff. So you can take a look at those pictures there. So I did a lot of thinking when I was up there. And it was really weird because for the first time in a long time, my mind was completely clear. I wasn't thinking about the next Facebook or Twitter post or anything like that. It was enlightening and it was exhilarating. And I had a great time up there with my wife. I biked, I hiked, I had a new appreciation for nature and its beauty and how my quote-unquote problems are so small compared to what's going on elsewhere in the country and elsewhere in the world. And I really thought about not coming back. But I thought, you know, that I had accomplished everything that I wanted to accomplish, and I was done. But then, you know, I started missing all of you people out there, really. I received, you know, like I said before, I received so many emails and texts and comments and all that stuff, direct messages. And I read, you know, the blog post. There were about four or five blog posts about me quitting, which I'll get into more detail in future shows. But I didn't anticipate all the response out there, and it was quite touching to me. So I decided to come back. The next question was how. And I decided to let go of the whole, you know, family medicine rocks type of thing and to go fully as me, full on, full Monty. I don't know what that means. Dr. Mike Sevilla. So I rebranded the website and the podcast, and I deleted the Facebook page for this show. And I'll get into more detail at a future thing, but the short answer is I didn't really see a value in having a separate Facebook page, Facebook fan page for this show. I didn't think for me that was very useful, and that was a little bit of a waste of my time. So I directed everybody to my Facebook page, facebook.com/DrMikeSevilla, and I kind of rebranded that too and used the new URL and all that type of stuff. So that's kind of the short story. You know, as time goes along here, I'm going to share a little bit more. But that's kind of the short story as far as that goes. And there was a time where I was going to really just kind of just hang it up and just say, you know, I am done. I think that I have a lot more work to do here to share my story, to talk about a lot of things that I felt constricted in talking about under this kind of family medicine rocks thing. You know, I've taken a little bit of, you know, hiking and biking and photography, and I've talked to, you know, people like Kimmy in the chat room before about photography. I want to talk a little bit about that on my blog and to see what else I can do about expressing some thoughts out there. So, but you know, after the break, I'm going to take a break. And after the break, I'm going to give you a sneak peek of a blog post I'm writing for next week. The rough title is going to be something like this, quote, "Things I Learned During My Social Media Break," unquote. That's people that have been asking me about that. They have been tweeting me about that. They have been talking about all that stuff there. So I will be talking about that right after the break here. And I see Sarge in my call screen here. I'm going to take your call after I finish my next segment here. So, Sarge, so just kind of hang on there if you can. So I will take a break here, and then after the break, I'll be talking about things I learned during my social media break. You're listening to the Mike Sevilla radio program here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and we'll be right back. That's right. Back better than ever. This is the Mike Sevilla radio program. It's going to get me a while to start saying that, the Mike Sevilla radio program. Go check out the new website at drmikesevilla.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, DarksMikeSevilla, and Facebook.com/DarksMikeSevilla. You see the branding. You see the branding there, kids. So welcome back to the show here. So I'm working on a draft here. It's not finalized yet, but it's going to be going out Monday. It's going to be going out 2 days from now. All of you who are listening to the program here live and are downloading it on the podcast, I'm going to be giving you a little exclusive preview of what I'm going to be sharing on Monday on DrMikeSevilla.com. The rough title is Things I Learned During My Social Media Break. And the first thing that I learned is this. You know, but my concern out there was that there was, you know, there was nobody listening to me. There was nobody reading me. There was like, you don't even know who is out there. And, you know, you have all these statistics. You have Google Analytics. You have all that stuff. You really don't have a good handle on who is out there until I left. And I got, as I said before, I got all these contacts from people. And the first thing that I found out is that there is an audience out there, kids. There is an audience out there in social media. They're just silent. They're just people that consume your content. They read your blog posts. They listen to your podcast. They follow you on Twitter. They follow you on Facebook. They're out there. And they don't, you know, show any signs that they're there. They're shy. Maybe they're shy. I don't know. But that's something. That's one thing. The one thing that I learned about is that there is an audience out there. And there's a lot of people who never, ever left a post on my blog, never, ever left a comment on Facebook, gave me a thumbs up, any of that stuff. But they sent me an email or, you know, they left a blog comment for the first time ever on the post. And they said, hey, you know, we're sorry that you're leaving. I have read you for a number of years, and I hope you come back. People that I've never even met before, people I didn't even know who were there, reached out to me. Because, you know, a lot of people say, hey, you know, forget it. You know, screw that guy. He's done. But people took the time out of their day to leave a comment and say thanks. And that was very cool to me. That was very neat. And I very much appreciate that. And I tried to reach out to all those people and said, hey, you know, thank you for your feedback. And that was very nice. The second thing that I learned, after taking my break is that we wait too long, not only in social media, but in life, to praise someone. You know, say, hey, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job with your blog. You're doing a good job, you know, in life. And unfortunately, as a physician, I see this a lot, too, with friends and family after somebody passes away. You know, after they pass away, they say all kinds of nice things about them. But, like, why do we have to wait that long? You know, I mean, I'm going to make more of an effort to say, hey, you're doing a good job out there in social media. You write a really good blog post, or even in life, you know, you're doing a great job in the community. You know, you're making an impact on patient care. You're making an impact on your family. You're going through a tough situation now in your family. And I just wanted to let you know that you're doing a good job with that. We need to do that more. I know it's cheesy, you know, but we all occasionally need that pat on the back out there and saying, hey, you're doing a good job, especially at work. You know, I mean, whatever job that you have, whatever industry that you're in, you know, you're going to have your good days and you're going to have your bad days. And, you know, sometimes you need that person, that coworker, that somebody that, you know, you never even talked to before at work saying, hey, you know, you're doing a good job. That's the second thing that I learned during my social media break. The third thing that I learned was I've talked about social media discussions, you know, you know, discussing things on social media in the past on the show and on the blog. And what I found is that in social media discussions, public discourse is dead. There is no discussions on Twitter or Facebook on blogs anymore. There isn't. There's just yelling. There's people just saying, this is my point of view. I'm not listening to your point of view. The only way that, you know, you would be good in my eyes is if you would just totally agree with my point of view and ignore your point of view. So public discourse is dead. But I have found when I took my break that private chats, whether they're on the phone, whether they're on email, whether they're on Skype, they're off of the public forum. Private chats are essential to talk to people, to try to get to know them, to try to get them to know you. And I'm going to make more of a concerted effort. I've started that already. I reached out to people already. I'm saying, hey, you know, now that I'm back, you know, we should talk on the phone. We should talk on Skype. You know, we should do more than email discussions. You know, I think that that's what my future is going to be. You know, trying to connect with people on email or on Twitter or Facebook private message, it's okay, but I think it's going to be, you know, I think it's going to be important to me. That's going to be important to me there. So I don't know if it's going to work, but that's kind of a little, you know, thing that I've learned. That is the third thing that I've learned. And the last thing I'm going to share with you is number four. And number four is this. The personal brand is where it's at. And what does that mean? That means, you know, when I started Family Medicine Rocks 2 years ago, you know, I really thought that branding yourself to a cause or to an issue is really the way to go. And I don't think that anymore. To really move the needle out there, to really make an impact, I think that you got to be yourself all the way. You got to be your own type of personal brand. You got to be out there, you know, on your own, using your own name, your real name, you know, as a personal brand, as a commentator, a pundit, you know, not trying to hide behind a cause or an issue. So those are four things that I will share with all of you. There's more, but those are kind of the four type of insights that that I have learned over the past 4 weeks there. And there's more, and I'm going to be sharing more of that out there, you know, with you during this course. But I wanted to give all of you kind of a preview of all of that. And Drew in my chat room says, you know, Google Hangouts could be the future of that. A lot of people have talked to me about Google Hangouts. Is that the future? Do people really use Google Plus? You know, do people really use that? Do people use Google Plus for, like, discussions and things? I mean, I haven't seen people do that. Maybe that is the future. Maybe I need to get over there and do that more. Google Hangouts, I've used that a couple of times. I've had a lot of technical problems with that. I don't know if it's just my end or it is my, you know, my setup here. I've had a lot of technical problems with that. But, you know, Google Plus and Google Hangouts, you know, they're still kind of out there on the cutting edge. It's not really out there in the mainstream as of yet. You know, I know a lot of people are using Google Hangouts and Google Plus, but I'm not really seeing it move in kind of in mainstream circles where I'm at yet. So I'm going to be further exploring a lot of that there. So the Happy Medic has a Google Plus or Google Hangout show. They're saying Drew is saying the CEO value is unreal. I think that is a Google Hangout type of thing. Kimmy says she quit all social media except Tumblr. I haven't really explored Tumblr that much. That's kind of one of the things I'm going to be start exploring as far as Tumblr. And I've never really got into Instagram. The Instagram videos is something that is interesting to me to kind of check out there. But those are some of the things that it is – that is out there. And as far as Twitter goes, I'm going to be using less and less of Twitter, I think, because I haven't really seen a value in that much. I'm not going to be posting there as much. I'll probably be stalking more, lurking, not really posting that much. I'm experimenting on moving away from Twitter. So, that's kind of some of my thoughts there, as I try to get back into things here. I really appreciate. I mean, this chat room here is awesome tonight, and if you're listening on a download or if you're listening on an archive, I encourage you to try to come to the show live. We have a great chat room with the great people in there and talking about a lot of stuff. So let me see here. So Sarge, are you ready to be brought on here? Are you cool here? I can kind of bring you on it. And if other people want to try to come in on the show here, it's 646-716-9514. I pretty much know everybody in the chat room here, so you can feel free to call in, and we can maybe try to have a little bit of discussion here on the show here. So let's see here. Let me see if this button works. Let's see if I still remember how to do a show here on Block Talk Radio. Let's see if this works here.
Well, you
hello.
Got that part right.
Are you there?
You got that part right, Mike. How are you doing this evening, Doc?
Hey, how are you doing there, Sarge?
I'm doing good. Just figure I'd listen to you guys and kind of use you to get myself ready for tonight, for my show tonight. So, got the night shift / pregame show.
Yeah. Go ahead and plug it away at the top here, because I'm going to forget at the end. Tell us. I mean, I know I talked about your show a little bit, but tell the folks there about your show there.
Sorry. Oh yeah, One Union 801, the webcast. It's basically the only EMS 2.0 and Chronicles of EMS webcast that there is. We are also part of the ProMed Network. In fact, my studio is right down the hall from Mike's studio there. And I'm still jealous that he got the slightly bigger green room than I do. But tonight we're going to have the rogue medic on, Tim Noonan. He's going to be talking about epinephrine for ventricular tachycardia. Is it fatal or is it good? We'll find out more about that here in about 2 hours.
It feels pretty fatal to me, man. I don't know. It just seems like a big medicine there, Serge.
And thing is it the 1 to 10,000 that we normally give for cardiac, or is it the 1 to 1,000 that we give for asthma?
All right. Yeah, so I don't want to lose the audience here. So you just you just celebrated 1 year, and
yep,
I know. Tell me about this Happy Medic Google Hangout thing that he does every week.
They do a show called The Crossover Show on Google Plus, a Hangout. And it's about as relevant as a box of old shoes, but I'll digress. The only time he's actually had a problem with it was about a month ago when here I am, we're all looking at each other down there on the bottom of the screen. All of a sudden we lose Happy and his co-host Motor Cop. And it's just everybody else that was down on the screen was myself and a few other the regular watchers / listeners / stalkers. But other than that, he has not had much of a problem at all with it. And actually, I've tried it once myself, and I had the same problems. But you get what you pay for.
But like, Sarge, I mean, do people watch it? I mean, not that numbers is a big thing, but I mean, are you seeing it out there in the landscape that people are interested in video or people are watching video, or is it just still kind of like text and blog posts and that type of thing?
For the most part, still text, blog posts, Facebook posts, Twitter, Instagram, like somebody just mentioned, Pinterest. It's all the non-video based that I've seen so far. The bulk of YouTube is still cat videos and action figure therapy. But so it'll get there, because no matter how we try, I was thinking about this when I was outside having a cigarette, There is no way that we are ever going to be able to escape social media. It is here and it's here to stay. And
okay.
Whether it's shows like ours or a recorded podcast like other people do, or even Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, et cetera, it's in our face, so we're going to keep it for a long, long time, whether we want to or not.
So let me ask you. So you have a Facebook fan page for the show. How do you utilize that?
I use it to. Whoa! What the heck? All right. I use it to gather opinions. I also use it to put out what's coming up on the show. And
okay.
Just like earlier this week or today, or I put out on the show's Facebook page, which I also have one for the show on Google Plus, that, I got the Rogue Medic coming on tonight, and this is what we're covering. And that's what normally gets put on there, along with after the show, it's like, look, if you missed my show, here's what you missed, and you better bring a note from your chief next time. I do that right before I go to the normal show's page and put down basically the same thing. I went over that night and a copy of the webcast.
Do you get a lot of discussion on that? Do you get a lot of two-way communication, or it's just kind of like bouncing, content and stuff?
It's bouncing content right now. I'm still hoping to be able to get a lot of two-way communication on it. If anything, the most that I get two-way communication on, believe it or not, is Twitter. From the show's Twitter account or my personal Twitter account.
So like serious stuff, or just like people just trying to be mean to you?
Yeah, sometimes it's serious stuff. A lot of the trying to be mean to me, it's people that I already know. It'd be something like, looking at the show's Twitter, Dr. Mike Sevilla posted, haha, you suck, and I just reply, haha, you suck back. That's...
Okay. So, it's just these other, there's just so many platforms out there, and it's just, it's hard, and I know Sarge, too, it's hard to keep up with all of them, and somebody with with limited time, I'm trying to see what people are using these days, and I've heard a lot about, Google Plus and Google Hangouts and things, and, I've only seen, a handful of shows or people just try to be really, really successful. That I guess Drew in the chat room says he did a Google Plus Hangout a few weeks ago at a live event, and it looks like it got picked up by somebody. So I'm not sure. Maybe I'm too much of a curmudgeon to pick up some of these new platforms.
Connected. There's another social media site that we neglect. We actually don't think about until it's too late. Thanks for mentioning that, Drew. LinkedIn. I've that's something I've never thought of until recently. When my show starts, I hit the LinkedIn button, so it carries over onto my LinkedIn, and I never thought about using that.
Okay.
So we got all kinds of routes we can take.
I saw you on a podcast. I think it was maybe last month or something like that. You and some other ProMed Network podcasters, kind of a state of podcasting or something like that. That was kind of cool to watch you and Jamie Davis and a couple other guys, I think.
Yeah, we had who did we have? We had Greg Breeze from the EMS Educast with us, and we also had Jim Hoffman from EMS Office Hours. And his show is actually tomorrow here on Blog Talk Radio. So we got together and that's what we talked about, the state of EMS podcasting as it stands right now. And honestly, I sent I launched a feeler out to those other three, along with Rami Duckworth, who also has a show on here, and a couple others, and said, hey, let's do it again. Let's see where we came from the May, the late May, early June talk that we had.
Mm-hmm. And for people who haven't checked that out, what was your take from that? What was your understanding from it? Was it your understanding or the, what was kind of the flavor of some of the discussion as far as that? I mean, obviously, podcasting is not dead, but what did you guys talk about there?
We basically talked about our shows, how we got started doing podcasting. Like mine was from just an obscure tweet, and it just boomed from there within about an hour after I put that tweet up. And how they start the podcast, how they started, I should say, and what their plans are. And also we talked a little bit about how we see EMS podcasting 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. And we came to the conclusion we're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Okay. So how do you think your podcast has changed? How do you think you're doing with things versus a year ago?
Let's see here. I'm still flying by the seat of my pants most of the time. And for the most part, once I started getting folks on, and it's just becoming more and more natural for me to do it. Over this last year, I did a live remote back in January, February up in Milwaukee at the EMS conference up there. And I do know that Dee and I are doing 3 shows at EMS Expo in Vegas in September. So I figured out how we're going to do it. And it's getting easier and easier and easier, believe it or not.
So you're going to do like a live remote or something out there?
Yes. Yes. We're going to, seeing out of everybody that's going to be there, I'm the only one that actually does a live show. Jim Hoffman last night knew wasn't going to be there, so my show will be the only one done actually live from the convention hall, from the ProMed Network studio there in the corner at Expo, as long as the bandwidth can hold it.
But you've tried to do some live stuff before, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Like I said, I did the few of them up in Milwaukee here at the start of the year. I also tried to do one back in October, believe it or not, for the Illinois Fire Chiefs Association Conference that was here in Peoria. And yeah, that one didn't go over so well. But it comes,
a bandwidth thing or?
No, mine was a lack of planning thing. A lack of planning. The ones up in Milwaukee, they actually went pretty good because I had guests lined up. Except for, I had one to where the guests couldn't make it. So we, the co-host I had with me, Freckles, EMCP, she took the co-host reins for those couple afternoons. And that second day, we were just doing like I normally do, flying by the seat of my pants.
Okay. And you've experimented with some video too. I mean, I've seen you do video at some events. I don't know if it was like a Relay for Life or something like that.
I did videos for Race for the Cure. And those were just basically recorded onto YouTube, and I slapped them on the show page off YouTube. Let's see here. I also did. I did one or two when somebody real close to me was having surgery, so I can say, okay, she's doing fine, but that was about it. Other than that and the one Google Hangout that I've done, and I originally wanted to do that more than just that one time. I still want to try to do that at least once a month. It's the video. That took a little getting used to, doing it in front of camera instead of just behind a microphone, where people can actually see this ugly face of mine instead of just realizing, yeah, I have a voice for radio.
Oh, yeah,
or
me too.
Or a face for radio.
And so did Jamie get you a sponsor for your podcast, or did you get it yourself, or how did that work?
Basically, Jamie put out a blast to myself and Greg and Jim Hoffman, Chris Devalero, saying, hey, I was able to wrangle up a sponsor for the network. You guys want in on it? And we all said, yeah, sure. So that means at the end, you know, at least once during every show, I thank you for reminding me I need to get my ad copy down for tonight's show, to where, you know, I go, this episode of One Union 801, the webcast, is sponsored by EMS Manager. Visit emsmanager.net for a free trial of this innovative and easy to use EMS employee scheduling and management software.
You don't do the ad read like that, do you?
At the start, that's the one I'm supposed to read at the beginning. Now, the one I read at the half-hour mark is about 7 paragraphs, but, you know, it takes about a minute to read that one.
I see.
So that's how we ended up getting, and there is, for 1 month, I did have medictest.com as a sponsor, and I hunted that one down myself. And, you know, it didn't pan out for him, so he didn't renew. But I'd welcome him back with open arms. So that's, you know, it also, however, it works for the person we're advertising for.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's all that is good insight. So yeah. Mhm. So how'd your summer there going there, Sarge? Have you been doing anything fun? Have you been doing scouting stuff or?
In fact, yes, I have. Seems that I had an unexpected, damn near complete week off work a couple weeks ago. I ended up working 2 days at Ingersoll Scout Reservation, which is just outside of London Mills, about 40 minutes west of me. Worked on the, actually on the rifle range for Boy Scout camp. So, and then a few weeks before that, about the middle of last month, I worked a whole week on the archery range for Cub Scout Day Camp.
Okay. Cool.
So, yeah, I'm trying to have fun.
And when is that Las Vegas meeting? Is that in the fall?
Yes, it is. September. Hang on, I got it written big red letters here on the calendar. September 10, 11, and 12 is the big EMS World Expo.
And you're definitely going. Oh, you're presenting, sounds like.
I'm hosting. So I'm definitely going. I'll be bringing my normally silent co-host and call screener D with me. And I say we're going to be there in the ProMed Network podcast booth doing our show live for 3 days.
That's cool. Well, one of these days I got to block out the time to head out there and hang out and be stupid and help work the team there as far as the ProMed Network and help pull my weight around there, you know.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I need to see more of you around here, Doc. Come on now.
All right. So, Sarge, yeah, so,
I'm the baby of the network saying that.
That's right. Yeah, but you got a sponsor there, dude. So good job. I've been doing this 6 years now, you know, and come on. You are the man. So, Sarge, before I let you go, plug your show one more time here. Tell us what time it's on tonight, who's on, and what the topic is there.
All right, we're going to be talking with the rogue medic, Tim Noonan, about epinephrine and VTAC. This is for us EMS-type folks. One Union 801, the webcast, will be on in a little under 2 hours here on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/1Union801. And if you happen to miss the show, we got you covered. You can go to oneunion801thewebcast.com and catch this show when it's posted up there, along with all of our archives for the last year. So tonight, 10:30 Central Time. That would be 1 Union 801 the webcast. Here on Blog Talk Radio.
So you're a pro now, man. Good job. It's all professional. Well, thanks so much for calling in. Have a great show there tonight. And,
I'll try to, Doc. In fact, I got to get ready to start doing my show prep. You know, roll me a couple packs of smoke, make a pot of coffee, and go over all my notes.
You do prep? You do show prep? Man, you're a professional, man. You don't need to do prep.
Oh, no, I still need to prepare because there's been quite a few times where I've been like, In fact, I think my premiere show was about 30 minutes of.
You just need to nail the ad read, and then it doesn't matter what you do after that, man. Just do it at the top.
Oh, and then the doctor would have to slap me in the button and try to beat my mom to death. For those of you that missed that show.
All right, sorry. Hey, have a great show tonight, and I'll talk to you very soon there.
All right, talk to you later, Mike.
All right. You too. All right, I got another caller here. Before I take my next caller here, I want to just give another shout out to Jay Mann and the I'm with Stupid Show, longtime friend of this show. Thank you so much for that. It's IWS Radio, and they are on tomorrow, Sunday, noon Eastern time. And you can find them at blogtalkradio.com/I'm-with-stupid. And always a good time over there. So unfortunately, I don't listen live that much, but I do download the podcast, and they are the number one comedy podcast here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. So so check them out Sunday noon Eastern time here on the network. I'm with Stupid, IWS Radio, IWSRadio.com. So I think I know who this is here. So let's see. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How you doing there, Kimmy?
I'm good. I was waiting to see how long. You know, it's been a long time since I talked to you. So.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were going to pull the long-time listener, first-time caller type of thing. That would have been funny.
Oh, I should have. I'm not quick enough on my feet. I'm not smart enough for that. Sorry. Next time.
No, that's okay.
It will be a surprise then.
That's okay. That's okay. How you doing there, Kimmy? It's been a while since I talked to you.
I know. I'm good. Just enjoying this nice summer afternoon or evening.
Cool. So
it's still light out. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Is it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're off social. I mean, you're just on Tumblr and you're done. I mean, you're like,
yeah,
out of here.
I deactivated my Facebook in like mid-May because I had to work on other things, like my actual job. Some other
actual
things that
job.
I was working on. Yeah, you know, they kind of frown upon being on Facebook all the time. So I just needed
because I saw that, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, did I offend Kimmy? Did I say something really bad?
No,
I want to apologize if I did that. You know, I mean.
Oh no, never. It was like it was just a decision. Like I'm just gonna go off of it for a while, and yeah, there's a little bit of withdrawal because it's a little addictive to be, you know, that so in touch with people, and I've had to actually like. Call people, like my cousins and stuff, to figure out what's going on with them, which is really sad, actually. But you know, it's been good. I've gotten stuff done, which was kind of the point of leaving that for a while.
Yeah, I found that like there's like so much more time to do stuff. Like I discovered I knew that, but I'm like so much more efficient now.
Right, and I've been off Twitter for a long time. I'm not good at Twitter. I say what's on my mind, and that tends to not be a good thing.
Does that get you in trouble?
It does. It does, very much so. So I've backed off that. I haven't been on that in years. It's better for me. I get too involved, you know, like about baseball and stuff like that, too involved. And then people are just as involved as I am with other teams that I don't like, and then, you know, it's just stupid. So why waste that energy on it?
I understand.
Tumblr is addictive, and I don't think I could ever quit Tumblr.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not on Tumblr, Kimmy. So explain to me Tumblr, or explain to me what you get out of Tumblr and why you can't give it up.
I don't know. I can't tell you because it's like equal parts frustration, equal parts curiosity, and equal parts watching like people getting train wrecks. Because people just post a whole sorts of things. So, and I just always when I first started it, I think like back in 2010, I just did it for a place to put my photos, like from my phone. I had a,
right.
You know, like just my phone photos. That's the only reason why I joined Tumblr. And then it like became like a community where different things that I'm interested in, I guess fandoms, would rise up and you can kind of get all the new news. And then I follow some news blogs, which are always interesting. And I follow some people that I actually know from real life, a couple of like childhood friends and old classmates. And then some new people that I've met along the way. So, I mean, there's a lot of you can gain out of it. It's very much a community, but it could also kind of turn ugly sometimes, just like any social media thing. But I pretty much just don't, I don't know. I've learned. I'm 28 now. That's 2 years away from 30.
What?
Hard for me.
You're 28?
I turned, actually yesterday was my birthday, but regardless, 28's been difficult for me. I don't want to get involved with it. But
wow.
I've learned
I mean,
just
I,
like not... not get involved with other people's whatever. I just kind of like, okay, I'm good. You go on about your day.
Wow.
I'm just going to scroll past. I know I've grown as a person. It's quite amazing.
No, I mean, I remember you. I remember when I met you in real life. And for people who you listen live and who download podcasts, I have met Kimmy in real life, and it was like decades ago.
How was that? Was that in 2009 or 2008?
I don't know. It was somewhere in the last decade somewhere. It seems like a long time.
I think 2009. Oh, that's not that long ago, I guess. But still, yeah, it's been a while. I was 22 when I first started listening to your show.
How you doing?
Hey. I think I was 24
yeah.
or 23. I was 22 or 23. I remember because I was getting ready to move to Washington State. So it's like,
that's right.
I have been, it's so strange to think about it, but I have been like in sort of involved with, we've been involved with each other in a social media way for like a long time.
I know, I remember, you know, listening to the moving stories and moving up there and then moving to Chicago and, you know, and starting a life and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and
weird, huh? It's interesting how that this kind of relationship wouldn't, if you can call it that, wouldn't have happened like 20 years ago. It's just not. It wasn't part of the way life was. It's very interesting how everything evolves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But getting back to Tumblr. So Kimmy,
okay.
So is it really the porn? Can you be honest with me?
There.
There's a lot of porn on Tumblr. I know because J-Man tells me there's a lot of porn on Tumblr, so that's my source.
Yes.
Can you confirm that, or
that
do you know
is.
Somebody who has seen it? I mean, you can't, you can't say yourself,
oh,
but you may have heard.
I could speak. Well, I'll just speak from personal experience. There is lots of porn if you look for it. There was some concern among. The Tumblrites, as I call them, that when Yahoo took it over and bought it, that there would be no more porn. But I can safely say that has not happened yet.
So the porn is
active.
You
and
cannot,
there's all sorts
what,
of it.
You can't let go of it, that's
written,
why. You can be honest.
There's written, there's GIFs, there's movies. It's wherever, it's the whole land of porn, wherever you'd like. Whatever tickles your fancy.
I think the Sarge just signed up for it now in the chat room. He's like, he's all excited about Tumblr, so we're making him a Tumblr right now. So you're welcome.
Excellent.
There, Sarge. Welcome. But you told me in the chat room. So you do Instagram, but it's not really public Instagram. It's private Instagram, and you don't really use it just to kind of show everybody. It's kind of more of a personal type of thing. Is that right?
Yeah, I think. Well, you know, I do keep it kind of private because sometimes it's, I don't know. It is private, but there's mostly pictures of my cat. So it's not like I'm, you know, there's no porn on my Instagram. It's just pictures of my cat. But I don't, sometimes I don't always want, you know, strange people ogling my cat. He's very handsome. I like to protect him. He's underage. But,
Nice. Well
but,
played.
Yeah.
Good job.
No, I just post mostly pictures. You know, there's a lot of pictures of my cat. But if I go, like, on vacation, there's pictures of that. And sometimes I'll, like, certain things, like, when I go on my walks and stuff, it's always pretty, you know, Chicago's very pretty, especially in the suburbs and the little reserves that there's. So I always post pictures like that. It's nothing, you know, special. There's no reason why it's private other than, you know, my own personal privacy, which I have none, so whatever.
Cool.
So, I mean, the NSA is already reading all my emails, so they know everything anyway.
There you go. There you go. And then they send me a copy, and it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before I let you go, Kimmy, so on this Alaska trip, I purchased my first DSLR. And this is like camera geek talk for people who are going to tune out now. So I got a Olympus Micro Four Thirds camera, something like that. But I bought like two lenses. And what, like uh-huh. I bought like a super zoom lens, and then I bought like the whatever the kit lens was.
Okay.
And I really had a fun time with it, taking a lot of pictures and stuff. And I haven't went through all. Oh, I took hundreds of pictures, Kimmy. Let me tell you.
That's good.
So I'm now in the process of, like, if I can find time to go doing the post-processing type of things. And mm-hmm. and I've done some of them. And what you see on the site is some of them I've done, but there's, like, so much more. But I enjoyed it so much. It's fun.
It is. I love that one of I don't know what plural of moose is. I think it's just moose. The one of the mooses, I love that one. It's so... They're mooses, right? Yeah, I think they're mooses. They're
sure,
so,
sure.
It's so, like, beautiful. Perfect composition. Good job. I'm so proud of you. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go to Alaska, so I'm a little bit jealous. I will admit to that. I am strangely jealous that you got
yeah.
to go.
Yes, I was a little bit, you know, trepidatious about it because, you know, I'm not a nature guy. But after going to Alaska, I think I might appreciate nature more, and I think it's very cool.
I saw that one picture. Was it actually 90 degrees?
It was. It was 90 degrees in Fairbanks, and here back at home, it was like 75 that week. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, does that happen often? And they said,
I didn't
yeah.
think it did.
I didn't think either. Yeah, and in the wintertime, it gets down to minus 40, minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And I'm like, really?
How do you go out in that kind of weather? I mean, it's bad enough when it's negative 15 in Chicago. I just don't even attempt to go outside. I just cry.
I think
frozen
people just stay in and check out their Tumblr. I think it's what they do.
Lots of porn coming from Alaska. You know what? I saw this is what's great about Tumblr. The weirdest things come up. You know, you might not know because I wasn't able to be obnoxious on Facebook, but the Chicago Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup. So there was like
I did see that on Twitter.
Yes, so I was obnoxious about it on Tumblr. But anyway, there was this little fact that someone did. I think, there's one porn site, I won't name it, but there's one porn site did, like, this research where the people of Boston, it upticked, like, 90% of porn viewing after the Boston lost the Stanley Cup. That's what's good about Tumblr. If you take anything from this conversation, it's random facts like that, that more people in Boston... after they lost the Stanley Cup, turned on the porn than anywhere else.
And that's why I miss you there, Kimmy. You know, I just need to call into the show, give us, like, the Kimmy fact of the week, you know. And I did not know that. I learned something new.
This is why I need help with the name branding, Doctor, because I shouldn't be saying stuff like that.
I can help you with that because I have messed up so many times that you can learn from all of my mistakes. So it's a good time. So Kimmy, so photo wise, what are you doing these days? I know before that you would occasionally kind of take this photo walk out and mm-hmm. you know, and do stuff every once in a while. Are you still doing that?
No, I've been really busy. I did. I was there, you know, my little village I live in, I live in the suburbs, and they have annual, well, they have 4th of July parades. They're little ones, and so I know some people in the marching bands for this village I live in, and I was supposed to take pictures there, but I ended up having to water the children, so I didn't get any photos, because I had to give them the little brats water, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but hopefully soon, we'll see. I took a lot in when I was in San Francisco, but I hope, you know, I hope soon I'll be able to do that.
Well, when we flew back from Alaska, I was at O'Hare for about 65 minutes, but it was like at 6 a.m.
Oh, well, I was probably out from work.
But I
but,
thought
you know.
Of you. I'm like, I'm in Kimmy City, and...
recently bad weather, so I hope your plane wasn't delayed too much. It's been a little thundery and lightning lately, so I hope that worked out well for you.
No, it went right through. So we were fine. So how was your West Coast trip there? What was it, last month or the month before?
It was in May. It was good. I had a lot of fun. It was really nice to be back. It was kind of a different experience, I think, because I've gotten older now, and so I'm able to, I don't know, just appreciate things on a different level than I haven't before, and so I got to see some people that I haven't talked to in, like, 8 years, and kind of mend some fences that needed to be done, so it was a really good experience. I had a good time, and it's beautiful there. I mean, I haven't appreciated the wine country until you leave it for a while, then you come back and you're like, this is, like, beautiful, and it's, you know, this lot of wine, too, that makes it even better. It's, you know, this beautiful area, and you appreciate things, and, you know, it's nice to go home, but it's also nice to be like, okay, it's time to go back to my new home.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's nice.
Wow. You know, honestly, Kimmy, you know, this is just you and me. I just know
okay,
listening.
This is great.
I thought you'd move back at some point, like within the, you know, before now. You know, I thought like, you know, 5 years or, you know, three, four years or something like that, you'd move back home is what I would, my guess.
Really?
What would happen. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, not that this is anything bad about you. I mean, you know, or that you couldn't make it or you couldn't do it on your own or something like that. But, I mean, home is home, you know, and people like to go home. And, you know, without any reasoning in my head, I'm like, oh, you know, Kimmy will be here for a few years and then she'll move back home because that's what most people do.
Yeah, I won't say that will never happen. That will never happen. It could, very much. I could move back. And fortunately, my parents, you know, they had me they weren't super young when they had me, but, you know, they're still young and they take really good care of themselves. So the reasoning to move home wouldn't be to take care of them. But the option always comes, you know, I can always go back home. But for now, I'm enjoying the city and seeing what brings me. I may not stay in Chicago forever. There's some work things that are coming through that might require me to leave, but we'll see how it goes. Oh, I don't know. It might be great. I kind of fell in love with Kentucky, which... everyone laughs at. I don't know why, but I've traveled down to Kentucky a few times, and I sort of
you were there. Well, what were you doing in Kentucky? Like Kimmy and Kentucky are, you know, two things that I would never thought of go together.
I went for the whiskey or the bourbon. I can't remember which one it was. No, it was for work, and
okay.
It's kind of nice. But I don't know. I've always been kind of a free, like. I guess not free, but maybe a little bit of a wanderlust, and I haven't felt it in a while. Chicago seemed to be like, it felt like home, and then there's little inklings of it, but I'm just kind of doing the whatever, wherever life takes me, I'm going to go for it and see what happens. But for
cool.
now, it's Chicago.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm on the air right now, and I'm on recording here, but I'm going to see you, Kimmy, before you leave Chicago at some point. I'm going to come out there. You know, come and hang out, or whether I'm out there for a meeting or a conference or business or whatever, I got to see the Kimmy. I'm missing the Kimmy.
Please
I'm gonna
do.
Tell you that right now.
Anytime.
And you can school me on you know, on photography and maybe Tumblr. I don't know. Is that dirty? I have no idea.
I will promise you that if you come to Chicago or if I stalk you in Ohio, which I might do, you know, we will go on a photo walk and we will
get it done. That would be so much fun. Yeah. Cool. Okay, so last thing, Kimmy. So give me a Giants update. Are they doing good? Are they doing bad? What's going on with the Giants?
Horrible right now.
Are
and
they?
I've had 25 years of 1985 to 2010 where they did horribly, and I've grinned and bear it, and I still love them. But it's a very bad season for them, and I don't know what's wrong with them. They're the current champions, and they're not playing like it. But I will always be a Giant fan. I will always love them. They have my heart. But this is not their year. That's okay.
So since they're doing bad, are you totally boycotting MLB, you know, baseball at this point? Or are you
no,
just like,
I
you know,
see.
To them?
Oh, the like last year. Oh no, it's just been no. I still watch.
It's just painful.
And I cry. It's just so painful. So painful. And it's okay though, because you know, I don't know what to say. It's just been bad. But I get so, like, I'm involved in it, you know. I watch, and I have the little alerts that pop on my iPhone that, you know, tell me, oh, they lost again. Whatever horrors that day has brought. But it pains me. Yesterday I was very, very upset. It was up until 1 in the morning lamenting about it.
Oh, wow. You can't
today,
do that to me.
They're currently at the top of the ninth, Giants 4, those disgusting L.A. team, which I do not speak
nice.
Of in this house, is at 2.
Nice.
So they are
nice.
Currently winning. They are 3 outs away from winning. But knowing my beloved team and the year they played this, the way they have played this year, we're not holding on to hope. When the 3 outs are done, I will then celebrate. Until then, I do not celebrate. But die, Dodgers, die. They will eventually run out of money. See, they're just throwing dollars everywhere. Eventually, they're going to run out of money. They just got out of chapter like 13. Are you serious? Or 11, whatever baseball team. Oh, don't get me started.
Kimmy,
eventually.
I'm sorry I started this. I own that. No. It was my
so
fault.
Mature this whole time, and I ruined it. See, this
no.
is why I can't do this.
No, I asked for it. I asked the question. I was debating whether to ask it. So it's don't you know? I it's my fault. I own this. It's you know. So I'm sorry about that. But
I mean, they have a whole other half of the year to go. So and they're only like 4 games behind the leader because you know the NL West is they're not you know the NL West. I speak not bad of where I come from, but the NL West is not power area. It's not like the NL Central. You know, it's easier to maintain yourself even though you're 10 games under 500. Whatever. We still have a chance. It's a small chance, but we have one. Anyway, it'll be fine.
Oh, I miss you. I miss you so much.
and Doc, if you can, try to take a picture every day. That's what helps me.
Really? So just
even
random?
Even if it's just with your phone. Even if it's just with your phone and you don't post it anywhere and you delete it
just for you.
Right after you take it, just do it for yourself. But but take one every day. And the iPhone, it's you almost like I know a lot of photographers. I follow them on Tumblr too. That only post pictures with their iPhone. It is that camera on the iPhone is so good that you can get away with that. So you know you don't have to cart that DSLR around with you. I like mine, and I would never get rid of it for the iPhone. But I'm just saying, you can definitely, you know.
And is that what you post to Instagram then, or are you just
yes,
keep it for yourself?
Well, yeah. I mean, I filter through. I try to get the best picture of the day and put it on Instagram, or the stupidest, or whatever. Like today, I posted one of my cat yawning. See, I told you. I don't know why he's on private. Nothing. You just see his tongue. I guess it's kind of, you know, cat lovers out there, but whatever. You know, you just post whatever. And what did I post yesterday? Oh, I don't know, like fireworks. So, you know, you just post whatever. So I do try to take a photo every day because I think it helps.
So what's your feeling on, like, Instagram filters? Do you use them? Do you not use them?
Oh, yeah.
Does it matter on your mood, or are you a purist and said, you know, I don't like using filters? What's your thought on that?
I am a big old hipster. I am thick. No, I'm kidding. Not really. I am thick bottle coat glasses away from just being a full-fledged, you know, plaid-wearing hipster. I like the filters. I think it makes them look better. I mean, do whatever you want. It irritates me when people are like, oh, these filters, you know, it's a waste of time or it's so hipsterish. Yeah, so what? People like them. It's okay. There's so many people out there that try to dictate what other people do that it just, just do what you want. It's okay. The world is not going to end because I used, you know,
an
Instagram filter on my selfie. It makes me look better.
Kimmy. Do you work tomorrow, Kimmy?
No, I don't. I haven't worked in like 3 days. No, this is my second day off. But I worked like 12 days straight. I don't work tomorrow. I don't work Monday. I have to go back Tuesday.
What the hell have you been doing with yourself there, Kimmy? Are you just like sleeping? Or are you just like catching up? Or what's going on?
I've been working on a project. And
a super secret project. Right, exactly. Yeah.
My plan to take over the world.
Exactly. We should talk offline about that because
we
should talk about that now because the NSA is listening to us. So we should talk about that later.
Yes, we will have to find one of those special phones. Do they have those? I've wondered, like the NSA, like do they really listen? I don't want to get into it, but let's just say they did listen to my conversations. Do they feel pity for me, like between me and my mom when we're talking about our animals? Do they just go, y'all have to listen to this? This kid, Kimmy's talking to her mom about her cat again. I mean, like, do they feel pity? Are they like, well, these people are so boring. How can that be interesting? Because you know, like, 90% of them are all talking about nothing. But I'm sure there's some people who are, like, having affairs and it's all interesting. But most of the time, it's got to be real boring.
Well, I think you're assigned to, like, an entry-level guy or girl.
Yeah.
You know? Then they move up the intern, and then they move up from there. I think that's what happens. So you're like practice or something like that. Yeah.
Sorry, intern. I've got no salacious goodie anything for you. I apologize.
Well,
maybe I'll make up some stuff.
If you keep mentioning Tumblr, then they'll
be excited about. Now, my Tumblr, on the other hand, I'm actually, you know, but also I'm surprised because of the super secret project I'm working on. Some of the things I Google, I have to like. I wonder, like, are people, is the police department going to show up at my house? Like, we saw your Google history, and we need to talk to you. Is that possible? Should I be concerned about that? I guess if they haven't yet, it's fine.
No, I don't think that you should be concerned about that. I think there are people in Vegas that would hire you on the spot because of your Google searches. So I think you're fine.
My Tumblr porn.
Yeah, your Tumblr porn. I'm so glad to be back on the air. This is good stuff.
I'm sorry I ruined this beautiful podcast that was so, you know, talking about everything.
No, ruined it with my porn. I missed the people. I missed the Kimster. You know, it's just like, you know, what's going
on
with Kim?
I missed you too. We will keep in touch.
Like, you know, like after, you know, I didn't know that you got off Facebook. I thought, like, I got disowned or something like that. And
I got
part of a cleansing ceremony or something like that in
Chicago.
No,
never. It was actually when I was in California, and I didn't want to make a deal about it because I just felt like I just didn't want
to.
So I just did it like in the middle of the night, which is always kind of shady anyway. But
go ahead.
What? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I had nothing important to say. It really.
No. I mean, you did it in the middle of the night, you know, and it's like, hey, you know, it's like all great decisions happen in the middle of the night.
It was. I was having some of that California wine, and. Made a decision, and it was fine, and I will be back, but I just needed some time, and I got it, and now that things are finished and working in another direction, it'll be okay, and maybe I'll come back. I don't know, but it's kind of nice to not have that tie. You talked about that.
You don't
have to think of anything.
Exactly. Exactly. And you don't need it. I mean, I don't need it, no. But I'm like, I'm a junkie. I had to come back.
It is easy to keep track of friends and not that I
stalking. Yeah, exactly.
And relatives and know what's going on and stuff like that. So yeah, there's perks to it.
Yeah, well, I got accused of being a drama queen for like being so dramatic about leaving. And so like, what do you? So whatever. Why do you have to draw attention to yourself? You don't have to do that. Just leave. I'm like, okay.
You know, here's my personal opinion, and I don't know. People who say stuff like that are kind of drawing attention to themselves. And
no,
I did not know that happened to you because I didn't know that you had left. I didn't, and I kind of feel bad
exactly,
about that.
Yeah. Really.
But I have never thought that you were a drama queen or king or however you want to monitor yourself.
Yeah.
I never
yeah.
thought that. Never crossed my mind. And you have a pretty extensive social media realm. So saying that you're going to take a break is sort of like, so people don't worry about you, is kind of important. That's not being dramified. It's just letting people know, hey, I'm taking a break.
Thank you.
Whatever.
So, thank you. Take that,
think,
all you haters out there, these people.
Haters gonna
take
hate.
That.
Haters gonna hate. But no, I never thought about that. You about that from you, Dawkins. You want me to go beat him up? Oh, feeling very Chicago, you know, gangsterish.
No. You're trying to be legit. You know, like I don't want you to go down that road again. You know, I mean, especially with all the, you know, Twitter fights that I heard that you had before. I don't know. Whatever. I'm just making stuff up.
I will say one thing, and then I will let you go. I did get into a Twitter disagreement. I don't know how to mash those two words together. I'm not smart enough for that. A Twitter disagreement with a baseball player's wife. And that's when I said I can't do this anymore.
Wow.
First of all, I feel that if you're going to write "I hate SF" on baseballs in San Francisco, you have every right to be ridiculed.
Yes, I agree with that.
Because we love our football teams and our baseball teams, and we're kind of a fierce
yeah.
fandom.
Yeah.
And we've had many years of being with nothing. So and I was wrong. I admit that. I should have kept that to myself. But she was a little bit of a...
Oh man, exactly. Okay, that's all you got to say, Kimmy.
But that's why I can't.
Everybody understands.
That's why I can't be on Twitter anymore.
That's okay.
Twitter is
full of just mean people. That's why I'm not going to use it that much anymore. It's just mean people on Twitter. It's just
and
like
you're right. There's no conversations. It's just people yelling into open space and hoping that their yell sticks somewhere, and that's
exactly.
bad.
Exactly. And stop using the caps, people. Stop using the caps. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
I need some wine now. Maybe I'll get some wine. Yeah, I'll call
I got a margarita in the freezer. You're more than welcome to have it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think I have some wine. I think all I need tonight is to calm down. I need some wine, and I need some tumbler, and I think I'll be good for the night.
Yeah, I know what Tumblr means. all right, Doc, it's always a wonderful pleasure. I'm sorry to have taken this over with my...
No. I appreciate you calling in. And, since you were off Facebook, I don't even know how you learned about the show tonight, but I really appreciate you coming, calling in. And
subscribe. I get emails.
Ah, emails. So you subscribe. Yes. Okay, good to know.
Blog
good
Talk
know.
Radio sends me emails.
Ah.
And I said, I'm gonna show up for this because I have not seen him around in a while, and I wish to hear his beautiful voice.
There you go. You're like one of three people that use the Blog Talk Radio subscription, so I'm glad that you are.
Well, you know, I'm kicking it old school.
That's right. Because you're almost 30, you know, and you're
I'm almost
you're,
30. I don't know how all these other fan-angled things work anymore, fan-angled planet talk rate.
Kimmy, go have that margarita. You earned it.
All right. Oh, and the Giants won. Go, Giants. Yay, we won one game out of the last 15.
Yeah, but you're in a good mood now, right? Maybe for 5 minutes.
I'm great. I am going to go on Tumblr. I will, I'll see you later, Doc.
See you, Kimmy. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, man. That's Kimmy. That's we love Kimmy. Kimmy's awesome. So that ends my show, even though that the Sarge is the only one that is listening. I appreciate that, Sarge. And I thought I extended the show for everybody to listen, but I didn't. And you just me, Kimmy, and Sarge. And but all of you who listened on the archives, downloaded the show, you are listening to this right now. So thank you so much for that. So it's great to be back in the saddle. It's great to be back behind the microphone here, kids. And talking to all of you and sharing stories and trying to entertain people and just trying to have a little bit of fun out there. So thank you so much for joining me. My name is Mike Sevilla. Go check out the new website, drmikesevilla.com. Check out my pictures from Alaska there. I was there last month in the midst of my social media self-exile. But I am back and better than ever. And thank you all again for supporting me, supporting the website, supporting the show. Thanks again for all of your emails and direct messages and blog comments and Twitter responses and all that stuff. I'm very humbled that all of you are following me and listening to what I want to say and reaching out and saying hello and saying how much good of a job I'm doing. So appreciate that, all of you. I'm not going anywhere for a while. I may take periodic breaks, but because of all of you, I'm going to keep going. And again, I'm going to say before I end the show that this is fun again, and that's why I am coming back. So thanks again for joining me. My name is Mike Sevilla. Go check out drmikesevilla.com and follow me on Twitter and Facebook, facebook.com/drmikesevilla. Twitter is Dr. Mike Sevilla as well. So have a good week. Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. And again, stay tuned tonight in about an hour if you're listening live. The One Union 801 show here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow at noon is the I'm With Stupid comedy show. That ends my show. So thanks all for joining me, and we'll talk to you all very soon. I am out of here. Have a good weekend, everybody. Good night.